In summary, for ordinary cell convection, the most generic proxy for locating an updraft is to locate the strongest elevated reflectivity core where it corresponds to temperatures less than about minus 15 Celsius. The higher you locate the core, the more likely it is to be dominated by updraft. The base of the updraft may begin with its roots in the boundary layer in the young phase of a cell, but over time, the base of the updraft becomes more and more elevated as the intense core forces downdraft to form. As the storm nears its demise, the updraft may only be confined to the anvil layer. Meanwhile, general relative updraft strengths can be determined from looking at the maximum height achieved by high reflectivities forming in the precipitation core. The higher they form, the more likely there will be severe winds and or hail. Other reflectivity-based signatures come into play once the storm becomes more persistent. The more severe storm updrafts, including severe multicells and supercells, exhibit a tendency for the tight low-level reflectivity gradient to become concave as the low-level storm relative inflow increases in response to an intensifying updraft. Also, they exhibit a tendency for the high-level echo core to migrate over the low-level weak echo region in the vicinity of the low-level tight reflectivity gradient. The size and intensity of that weak echo region increases with increasing severity, and B-whirs may form in the strongest updrafts.